I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In South Asia, a new law could create trouble for Christians, and a U.S.-based ministry will explain why scripture demand is a good problem to have. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. India has introduced a new law redetermining who qualifies for citizenship. Speaking more to the topic is spokesperson for Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton.
Well, this is an interesting law because it grants people from Pakistan, people from Bangladesh who have come into India citizenship as long as they are not Muslims, which are the majorities in those countries. And so it is something that is basing citizenship simply on religion. And so there have been protests.
Earlier this year, the world watched as India stripped the Muslim-majority Kashmir region of its autonomy. Now, many can't help but ask, what does this mean for Christians in India? Currently, Christians are included in the law as a qualifying religion for citizenship. Nettleton says only time will tell how this new law truly affects Christians. Please pray.
Pray for our brothers and sisters there to be encouraged, to be protected, and pray that they will continue to reach out and not become intimidated, not become silenced, even though they understand, you know, our government is against us. Pray that they'll continue to be bold witnesses for Christ.
You can find more next steps at missionnews.org. This time of year, the negatives of media-driven consumerism are front and center. Perhaps in the spirit of Christmas, we should also give thanks for the benefits. For ministries, media drives the gospel and connection, says Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries.
I love the idea of contrasting not just consumerism for consuming sake, but having an opportunity to connect to people around the world in different places or outside your own culture, or just connecting to Jesus Christ at this time of year, when people may be curious about what Christmas is about.
As technology and social media use expand across the globe, new audiences hear the gospel. Through media, relationships are formed and new information comes to light.
There's a lot of places in the world where they don't have opportunities to be connected to media that has more of the truth mixed into it, or perhaps even their own government isn't telling them the truth about what's going on in their culture, and they are hungry for connectivity.
As you pray for your loved ones this season, please remember the missionaries away from theirs. Pray for believers around the world who are not able to celebrate due to persecution, and if you're in the giving spirit, consider donating to help support a ministry that you're passionate about. And World Missionary Press can't get their scripture booklets and Bible studies off the shelves fast enough. They print around 7 million pieces a month, which is a lot, but it's nothing compared to the mountain of requests they currently have for 126 million booklets. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says there's a growing hunger for God's Word, and nearly half of their booklet orders come from one continent, Africa. Although Northern Africa is majority Muslim.
People will sit and talk with you. They will accept a New Testament. They will read it. They will get in conversation with you. Many times it's one-to-one, and we're seeing that there is a place for the Word to be presented and considered, and then you leave it to the work of the Spirit.
You can learn how to support and pray for World Missionary Press at missionnews.org.
We pray for safety for the shipments. It's becoming more difficult in some of these African countries, new regulations, difficulty in infrastructure to get things from place to place. And then we pray for our partners over there who handle these shipments. It's a limited supply, and there are so many people asking, and they need discernment in how they can use the material. And then, of course, for those who will receive the booklets, that the Spirit will have freedom to do its work.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.